tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Dean TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys! Hey everyone! Welcome to the Sailor Moon Crystal After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm a little confused. The music kind of looked through me.
I know, no, it's super.
I've got to say,
we're kicking it old school here.
Yeah, we actually are.
A little Moonlight Legend for you.
Not complaining, though. Not complaining.
Yeah, we're still Sailor Moon Crystal, though, guys.
Yes. And we are recapping Act 20, Crystal Tokyo, King Endymion. Oh my gosh, we are close to the end of the season. I cannot believe it.
I know.
I am Kaori Takei, and throughout the week, well, throughout 2 weeks, you can go ahead and send us questions and comments. Hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon. Kind of long, but do it. And you can follow me all along the way at KAORIOUS. That's Kaorius. And I've got two lovely people with me. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, I am Emma Fife. You can follow me on Twitter at Emma Fife, also Instagram at Emma Fife. Very creative. I'm Emma Fife in all social media ventures and otherwise.
Hey guys, I'm Markia McCarty. You can follow me at Markia McCarty. That's MarkiaMcCarty. And it's the same throughout social media.
MCC, because you know me. I just always want to say, And you have the headphones on.
Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do it.
That'd be great if you can, like, mix different variations of Sailor Moon intros and outros.
Say, she's like our own personal...
Oh, I'm sure somebody has to have done that.
Make it happen.
Dropping some sick Sailor Moon beats.
I know, exactly. I mean, we would listen. We'd probably rock and roll that, so. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So, overall thoughts of this episode?
I really liked it. Mm-hmm. This episode had a lot of exposition, because obviously the whole first portion of the episode was King Endymion explaining exactly what went down in Crystal Tokyo to the best of his knowledge. Mm-hmm. But despite the fact that it was pretty heavy on the exposition, I thought it was still engaging. I didn't find it to be boring, which, you know, anytime you've got a lot of explanation, it can go to snooze town pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed it because it kind of reminded me of Spanish soap operas.
Yeah.
Where it's like, guess what? You're the mother. You're the father of everybody.
And like Maury Povich without
this
the envelope.
Yes. Yeah, this is you in the future. Oh.
And I have to say, like, when they had those revelations, I love their facial expressions.
Their facial expressions. And here's what I'm going to say is, for anybody who thought in the last episode that maybe they just made out and, like, didn't actually go all the way, if you will, I think their reactions were definitely those of people who had, in fact, slept together.
Yeah, they're like, oh, oops. No. And it's funny because you guys totally tainted it for me, because now I'm thinking, why is there only one kitty in the litter?
There should be a litter of Diana's. DD, Dina, DT.
Who, by the way, her eye color changed from the last episode to this episode, as Megan N. pointed out to us on Twitter. She had blue eyes in the last episode, and in this episode, her eyes were pink.
Look, anything's possible. Sailor Moon Crystal, you know. So maybe Diana's a little more evil in this one or something?
Sure, yeah.
I believe in the original classic, she had pink eyes, because I just kind
pink
of remember,
eyes.
Yeah.
Disease.
I kind of just remember that. Oh, yeah, pink eyes. I just kind of remember that because I was like, oh, it matches Chibiusa's hair.
Yeah.
Totally.
I actually really enjoyed
Someone
this episode.
Check on that.
Yeah,
someone
check on
that.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Tweet us a photo using hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon.
Yes. I actually personally really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was really well paced. I've been reading up on it, and there's some people that are complaining about Sailor Moon Crystal, especially this episode. I'm not going to name any sites, but obviously if you Google it, it'll probably pop up in your search. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I thought it was...
Well, what were some of the complaints?
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I'm
was
really
it the
curious.
Animation?
The pacing... Obviously, that's something that some people aren't
like
used to.
Like, they thought it was too fast or too slow?
They just thought it was,
what?
Like, too clustered. Some people complained about Mamo-chan being, like, just stupid. And
he's a teenager. Teenagers are stupid.
He's just stupid. I love that.
Yeah.
He's just stupid.
And they said, some sites said, like, only the last 3 minutes mattered. I completely disagree.
I completely disagree.
Completely
as well.
Disagree. Yeah. So, totally. I mean, to each his own, but I'm just going to say I am on Team Act 20.
For sure.
So I thought they did a really good job with this one, especially really laying out what happened, what went down, showing the emotions. And yes, there was a moment when Usagi kind of obviously got jealous of her future daughter.
Yeah.
But they saved that by her saying, they did. I'm stupid. I don't know why I'm feeling this way.
They did protect it. They did do a good job of that.
They really
and it was honest. Mm-hmm. It was an honest, serene, sorry, Usagi moment. And then, you know, to be completely honest, it's a bit on Mama-chan because, yes, he could have said we could have protected together.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that they really drove the point home with that, where she was having her little meltdown and she was feeling guilty about the fact that she was feeling jealous of Chibiusa. But what it boiled down to was she wanted she and Mamoru to be a team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't what was happening. He's like, I got this. Uh-huh. Don't worry about it. And granted, I think it came from a good place on his part of him thinking, oh, you weren't able to attack last time. You need to get some rest and get your head back in the game. But she wants to be involved in Chibiusa's life as well.
One thing, because I know that he was a little bit like that before, but it was mainly Chibiusa running to him to be like, oh, Mami-chan.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like since he discovered that he has, you know, tuxedo mask T-bomber.
Which actually did a really smoking bomber, whatever. Yeah.
Saved the day today.
Yeah, but it seems like now that he has, like, his own bit of powers, now it just seemed very territorial when it came to Chibiusa. Well, for me.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, where'd that come from, buddy?
It's the father-daughter thing. That's how I'm going to take it. And I can also see Sailor Moon's side. I mean, we're human. She's human in my eyes, okay? Anime, human, same thing.
Totally.
totally. Love it.
Yeah.
And the fact that she got jealous, it comes from the right place, because this whole time she's trying to get along with this little girl who just kind of infiltrated her household.
Just kind of appeared.
Yeah, and this whole time the little girl's just siding with her boyfriend all along the while, and her boyfriend's not saying, look, you need to talk to her up to this point.
Completely. I mean, that goes back to what I think we all agree on, that Mamoru is definitely at fault here. This is just Chibiusa being like, daddy!
Yeah, because he's not at all saying addressing the issue where he can definitely help that out. So.
Yeah, I think he's just hoping it resolves itself, and that never happens.
Nope. It sounds like a typical real life guy, and that is why anime is real, guys. That is why. All right, so
I bet it's all boys, by the way, that are like, he was being stupid in this episode.
Yeah, probably. How dare he? But all right, so let's break it down a little more. Let's talk about how we found out, like, this King Endymion pops up. Obviously, he's not really there.
Non-corporeal.
No, yes.
It was nice to see him.
Yeah. I like that he's able to, like, astral project his spirit even while he's in a coma.
Well, I guess when you've had, like, 1,000 years, you learn how to do astral projection.
Yeah.
And so why didn't the other guardians do it?
Because they're sleeping. I don't know.
good point, though. You know?
I have to agree.
No one else.
I agree with you on that. That was a little bit like, But at the same time, like, we've seen that up to the point that he actually learned Tuxedo the Smoking Bomber, like, Tuxedo Mask is very much, like, a supportive kind of character. And I feel like being able to astrally project your spirit where you can't really do too much because you're not in solid form, that's kind of a support technique.
Maybe it's the power of his love for his daughter.
There you go.
That made this happen for him, you
totally.
Know.
A possibility.
And, you know, this whole entire, I would say, 2/3 of this act, and him describing what happened with Crystal Tokyo and how present day is going to be in trouble unless they kick the other people's asses and all that stuff. You think to yourself, like, oh, crap, I mean, this is a really somber moment, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see all this happen, but you feel really sad for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And I really like that aspect of this act. Like, you get that feeling of, oh, man, it sucks.
It was
really
my
sad. God, it sucks. I mean, just think, oh, we're all happy. Everybody's happy. You know, people have long lives, and yet there's not overpopulation.
Yes.
Somehow we found that balance, and now everything's gone.
It looked to me, though, in the, like, happy times of the 30th century that, like, Waterworld had happened, but they did a much better job. Like, they still had land structures. They didn't build weird floating structures out of sheet metal, which makes no sense.
Yeah. You know, maybe people were nicer to each other because, you know, I think another reason why people can be such, you know, issues to each other is that we only get this certain amount of time. But if you know, like, hey, when you hit 22, you're looking that way for the rest of your life.
Right?
You know, barring an accident, you're living. There's like, hey, buddy.
Yes.
Let's all go out for coffee. We're all good.
They don't need coffee. Everything's already perfect.
Yeah. It's like,
you know, when you see the past of how everything once was, it looks like what I would imagine heaven to be like.
It was very idyllic.
It's very idyllic.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so to see it in wreckage, it's really tragic. Mm-hmm. And to really feel that Chibiusa is by herself, you just feel really like, oh, crap, this poor girl. You know, even though she has her present day family with her, they're still not as connected, especially Usagi, which I'm sure we're going to encounter those issues in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was very, very different. You know, it's like, like the environment. Too.
Yeah.
I mean, it went from like, I don't know, Interstellar to, you know, burning trash can future.
Yeah.
It's like that quick.
And then they really point out how bad this black moon really is.
Oh,
and
just
how dangerous it is. I felt it. What'd you guys think of
this part? I mean, one thing that was really interesting to me, and I don't know if this was just a different translation, but just from the manga to Sailor Moon Crystal, some of the backstory of the Black Moon Clan was a little bit different.
Okay.
Because basically in the manga, they talk about the planet Nemesis, which, by the way, I do want to point out that when King Endymion, like, transports them all to the computer room.
I know. Like,
he's like in a gaseous form. He's basically just a spirit, but he can still use touch screens.
You know, not all anime are perfect, okay?
Like earlier when he flipped his cape open and then it covered Chibiusa. I was like, I'm going to let that one slide.
But anyway, when in the manga he's explaining it to them, so first of all, in the original translation of the manga, Nemesis was supposed to be the 10th planet, but as we know, Pluto is no longer a planet, so there's that. But in the manga, they talked about how that's actually where the Black Moon Clan had come from. Mm. It wasn't just one criminal that was banished to Nemesis. It was all criminals. Like, basically, if you were committing crime on Earth, you got banished to Nemesis.
Okay.
And so the Black Moon Clan are supposed to be the descendants of the people who were banished to Nemesis. Whereas in Sailor Moon Crystal, they made it seem like they were people that were like, we don't like this idyllic lifestyle. We want, like, reality back.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like pirate vigilantes or something.
Yeah. And I thought
cool shot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool shot of them. And I thought that was interesting that, as I said, it may just be a translation thing from the manga to Crystal, and it may be exactly the same, and I may be making this up, but I thought it was interesting that that was sort of a change. It almost made the Black Moon Clan more like, I'm going to get real nerdy here for a second.
Go for it.
The villains in Sailor Moon Crystal, Another Story, the RPG for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who were basically the exact same thing. Like, they were people that were dissatisfied with the really long, happy, idyllic Crystal Tokyo lifestyle and wanted to make a change and were impressed upon by an evil spirit.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I really liked the whole thing where they have that one bad guy that was in Nemesis and then everything spawns from him, and we already know who that one bad guy is.
Of course.
We've seen that one bad guy.
And
I can't wait for him to bust his ish list.
Totally.
Because you know it's going to be crazy. Even with, like, how he endowed Emerald with, like, creepy, sucky energy tree trunk hands. Like, he did that and, like, hey, here's a party favor for you. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. So imagine what he has. And then they don't care about life that much in Sailor Moon Crystal. They're just, you know, vaporizing. They're dusting people.
Yeah.
So I wonder where it's going to go with Wise Man.
And they're also really, like, really strong villains.
Really strong villains. Yeah, I wrote down. I was like, man, all the battles with the Black Moon Clan. I'm like, this is not going to end well.
I mean, they've already lost three Sailor Senshis.
Yeah.
And then even a small little portion of the Black Crystal is totally dangerous, you know. Mm-hmm. So I mean, these guys are not to be messed with.
Yeah.
So, and then, so, okay, they get the backstory of what's happening, and then Chibiusa kind of confesses. By the way, I thought it was so cute how she, like, bowed, like, listened to her dad.
Like,
oh, I am this person, la, 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 and all the revelation. It was so cute, but
yeah,
they go back into the present day to pretty much destroy, to save both present and future.
Yes.
And lo and behold, so who is it? Venus ends up landing on all three of them.
That was really funny.
That was a great moment. That was a great moment. She's like, oh my God, you're so heavy. Yeah. And all that stuff. So.
And I love that they continued that joke about her being heavy when Chibiusa was talking to Mamoru and he's asking, are you okay? She says, yeah, she was really heavy. But
yeah.
I'm fine.
I really enjoy that Venus is still with them.
I do too.
Thank goodness.
They kind of need that extra angle, that extra viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Because if it was just the three of them, I'd still be invested. I'm still going to watch,
sure,
obviously.
Sure.
But it's like, it's good to have that because she's part of the inner circle, but she's still not. She's just off to the side.
Yeah.
Like number one advisor, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah. Number one advisor.
Yeah. I mean,
you know?
Even when King Endymion was explaining exactly what happened when they all got attacked, that, you know, the queen got encased in the silver crystal and the guardians were all with her, he says that he and Venus both took a direct hit because they're like her two mainstays.
Yeah. Oh,
well, all of them did. Yeah.
Let's talk about Pluto because, I mean, King Endymion was completely like, this girl is thebomb.com. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? Really?
I know.
I felt like a sense of, she's kind of like.
Man, I want that spinoff. When he was like, she lived through every era.
Yes.
She's battled everything. And I'm like, please?
I know.
Yeah. Please? Can I see this? Please?
He completely fluffed her to her advantage. I'm telling you that.
I would totally watch or read an entire series about Sailor
Just
Pluto. Sailor
oh,
Pluto.
She's badass, and she's,
man,
like, extremely tall.
Yeah.
And
she's extremely tall. When she handed that key to Usagi, I was like, oh, is she standing on a cloud? What?
Yeah. But the Endymion Sailor Pluto thing is something that was sort of alluded to in the manga that a lot of fans really ran with that was completely not touched at all in the 90s anime. Like, they never had any of the King Endymion Sailor Pluto, is she in love with him or does she just respect him kind of thing.
But you get a taste of that here.
Exactly.
If you guys know any good fan fiction sites or stories involving Sailor Pluto and, like, maybe other adventures that she's had, send that to the hashtag because I want to read that.
Yes,
hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Because we all love Sailor Pluto. And
she's the best.
Oh, and you know what? When Endymion was like there and he was talking about her and stuff, the way that he was talking at first, I was like, is he going to tell her to go with him?
I know, right?
Right?
But no, she's she's confined to space time. Not a really bad job.
I'm never going to.
Well, lonely, a little lonely.
One.
Yeah.
Lonely one.
I mean, and Venus addresses that where she's like, she's a Sailor Guardian too. How could I have not even known that she existed? And King Endymion basically explains, well, her mission in life is very different from yours. She has to guard the gates of time. She's descended from Kronos. She's lived through every era. It is her.
She's a major leagues baby.
I also want, I'm going back and forth, but I want to point out that I kind of like how King Endymion seems so much more, obviously, but more mature and like a leader. He has this leadership role in the future. Obviously, he's going to have to take that, but you don't get that in the present time, you know? You still have that kind of wavering on, oh my God, I just learned that I have this smoking bomb trick or whatever.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that aspect. And I miss seeing Neo Serenity. Like, I just wish she was alive. Come on.
I know.
You know?
Yeah,
and
she's active.
Yeah, and her character design is so good. I love it.
Really good.
Yeah. Something else that I like about it is that even though King Endymion is, you know, king, it's still, I don't know, is it just me? It's still established, or you have the feeling that Neo Queen Serenity is the big boss.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not just you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find that so interesting. And I love that they stuck with that for this series, which is very female centric.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I love that they continue that with that. Cause, you know, we don't get that all the time. So it's good to see that they continued it in this new remake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And okay. So we're in the present and suddenly Chibiusa kind of disappears from Mamo's place, and they find out. Well, he finds out like she kind of went to the back to the future. And she finds
her got a DeLorean.
Yeah, yeah. She got the DeLorean crystal, legendary silver crystal DeLorean. And she's praying to her mom, and it's like,
I watched this episode twice before we talked about it today, and I just ugly cried both times.
It's really sad.
When she was in the chamber and you see all the Sailor Guardians like laying in a coma and King Endymion, and then she goes into where her mother is and she's saying, "Mom, what do I need to do to make you open your eyes? I don't know what to do."
And especially for us as viewers who know that that's Usagi, you're thinking, why can't you be like this to present day Usagi? There's all kinds of tinges of emotions going on when that's happening.
Yeah.
So. And you know, something for me, I mean, I'm not certain how it's going to turn out, but I think I know.
We can say that for predictions.
Yeah, I'll save that for predictions. Uh-huh. But it's like, all of this, it just seems like such an overkill for a little girl's mistake. Because I have a feeling that's what's gonna be coming. I won't be completely accurate with my prediction or full-fledged it out right now, but just like, wow, you basically did nuclear holocaust for a little girl's mistake.
She's got and Chibiusa has, I think, an incredible amount of like survivor's guilt, basically.
She does.
It's amazing that she's not thoroughly traumatized. Yeah. I mean, you saw her reaction when she first saw the Maleficar Black Crystal earring, and she, like, you know, pupils disappeared and, like, freak out, PTSD.
Yeah. It was like a NOM flashback.
Oh, man.
She's going to have a lot of issues in the future.
Yeah. No wonder she embraces Dark Lady. Who wants to remember all that?
Exactly. She's like, crap.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy down here. So they all go back to go save her, and she's caught in the middle with Esmerald.
Yeah.
And Prince Damando, whatever. So all that's going to be a problem. So Esmerald grows all these arms, and the last 5 minutes with the battle ensues. What do you guys think of this battle?
I mean, once again, as I mentioned earlier, all of the Black Moon Clan battles for me have been so intense. Mm. I've been very scared that they weren't going to make it through. I have to admit, every time with this battle, since she's just left Sailor Pluto, there is this tiny bit of me that wants Sailor Pluto to show up and save the day.
But, always.
But, you know, I still like how it went down in that Tuxedo Mask and future Neo King Endymion like team up to do Tuxedo the Smoking Bomber to eventually nuke Esmerode.
Yeah. I will say that I was kind of like, really, that Smoking Bomber's that strong?
Yeah. You
know, a little tinge of
I agree. Especially because when Venus first showed up and used Love Me Chain, she really got her out of the way because she had like got Chibiusa in a death grip. And Venus saved her, so that this is terrible to say, but I think as women, like, we see so many shows where women are not the heroes, so when it's not one of the girls that delivers the final blow, there's a little tinge of disappointment.
It should have been Venus, but at the same time, it was Endymion's act, I guess.
Yes.
So I get it.
I get it.
But I do understand where you're coming from with it, because it's like, okay, so if he has that kind of power and we're just seeing it now, then does that mean that that kind of power is going to continue on later? Mm-hmm. And now it looks like it's more than, you know, top general of, you know, the Sailor Guardians. And it's like, how is that going to fit into this world? I mean, I felt like, sure, let it be like that kind of attack, but it takes so much out of him. He can't, you know,
be
all suave and chill after
it. That would be actually really nice. I agree with you totally. It'd be nice to see
it's like,
some repercussions.
Power. Yeah. Have that power, but let's see the blowback from that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, because I mean, we see that with Usagi a lot when she uses her most powerful attacks, when she uses the Silver Crystal to nuke enemies. She's wiped afterwards.
Yep. And well, sadly, her big ol' halation doesn't work this time around.
Yeah, because it's using the past crystal.
Yeah.
Although it did take two Tuxedo Masks to make that attack happen.
Right. You're right.
So there's that.
Funny.
But they should both be wiped after that. Okay. Yes. But yeah, she's using the past crystal, so
it is kind of Chibiusa's mess up a little bit.
Well, I mean, Chibiusa is the one that ran back to the future without anyone to protect her.
Yeah,
so
poor girl. So, but it's okay. I still like you better than in the original series.
Much better.
Yes, much better. So Sailor Moon ends up kind of, well, pretty much getting this cliffhanger of what's gonna happen to Sailor Moon, because now she's in this cloud of doom.
Yeah, because Prince Diamond knows what he wants, and he's not afraid to take it.
Thankfully, And the way that this ends is not the way I would want to wait 2 weeks to see what happens.
No, I know.
That's the one thing that destroys me. And I know that it's in the manga, but I like seeing the animated form as well. Yeah. You know? So it's
such a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is this is the first time, too, that we've really seen Prince Damond in action.
Yep. He's badass.
He's so creepy, though.
He does not care about his side villains.
He doesn't care at all about his side villains.
Esmeralda's like, gone, and he could give a crap.
Yeah. He's like, I might have slept with you, I might have not. Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, I know. Actually, in the scene where she was the one to be like, I can still fight, I want to go take care of this, she was creeping on him, like, looking at a holographic image of Neo Queen Serenity. And there is, and I think with her... In the 90s anime, I'm pretty sure she was definitely, like, she definitely had a thing for Prince Damond. Mm-hmm. But in this still, I feel like, oh, she's kind of obsessed with him, I think, in the way that he's obsessed with Neo Queen Serenity.
Yeah.
And then also in the classic, Sapphire, that's still his name, right?
Sapphire.
He was crushing on her, and he was you don't need him.
They basically,
and then Rubius was just like a bad guy.
Yeah. Except that all of the Spectre sisters were in love with Rubius, so.
And he was playing on that big time. So that's the classic series. We're talking about this one.
So this one, that being said, is there anything else we want to brush up on before we get to predictions and news and gossip or anything?
I will say something that I really, really enjoyed that they did. It was after they had come back and already did the, oh, you're so heavy, V-chan, you know, that. And then it's like after that bit of humor, and then Mamoru-chan, you know, goes to take Chib, and he's like, oh, no, you rest. I've got this, you know, that kind of a thing. And then the animators did a thing where they had Sailor Moon's hair in front of her eyes, but like, you know, chin quivering while she's, you know, saying, I was like, oh my God, that's beautiful. Cause yes, we always see the eyes and the eyes with things. And then I noticed that they did it again later, with King Endymion, after he saw, you know, Chibiusa, talking to the mom. And then like his, because of the light, his, his eyes were blanked out, and it was just his hand quivering on his scepter. And I was like, Well done.
That's something I can appreciate with Crystal is the animation itself, the graphics, everything. I personally like enjoy it a lot more than the 90s. I know I'm in the minority here, but I think it's gorgeous.
I agree with you. And I think the thing is that, you know, with the 90s anime series, as we're seeing it now, it's had years to be retouched.
That's true.
And Sailor Moon Crystal, it's a simulcast. So they're rushing to get the animation done, and we're seeing it as soon as it comes out in Japan, which is amazing.
Yes.
But
very cool. Yay, very technology.
Cool. Yeah.
there are definitely some flaws in the animation. I won't say that it's flawless, but I do enjoy the style of it a lot better.
I enjoy that it seems to be enjoying the times where it can do subtlety.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's very enjoyable for me.
Yes. All right, guys. So let's move on to some news and gossip. All right. I'm sure if you are a Sailor Moon fan or a Sailor Moon Crystal fan, you have heard the news that it has been announced that season 2 will be starting up. So we are about 5-6 more episodes before the end of this season. Right. And then they're going to branch out another 25 to 26 episodes for season 2.
Yay!
Ooh. Very excited. Yeah. Because we will be here talking Sailor Moon Crystal.
Thank you, studio audience.
I know.
What would be the next one that we're seeing? Would that be the whole Dream Mirror?
No, Dream Prince? It's the Death Busters and the Infinity Arc.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm. And I had another news article, but unfortunately, I cannot open it right now because the thing is off. So, do you have any other news gossip?
Yeah, absolutely. Just related to that, of course, you know that the 90s anime is continuing to be released every Monday, 2 episodes at a time on Hulu, and right now...
You mean Sunday, right?
No, Mondays.
Saturday. Mondays.
No, she means
anime.
The
90s. I'm just in crystal mode. Okay.
It's all good, but I just think it's worth mentioning right now that if you are interested in watching the new Viz Media dub of it, the first 14 episodes of Sailor Moon R are available on Hulu right now, dubbed until June 7th.
I wish I can just lock myself in my room and just...
I know.
Also, I did see, and I forgot the website, so I'm sorry I can't share, but you guys, I don't know if you saw, but there's like Sailor Moon bikinis you guys should check out.
Oh, yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah, there's one on I saw one at Hot Topic. Like, they have it at Hot Topic in the store.
Yes. So, maybe we can all wear bikinis in 2 weeks.
Oh, let's see the comments on that one.
I don't know. I have faith.
Thank you, Alexis. Alexis in the studio.
Okay. And all right, let's move on to some predictions. Mm-hmm. Rakia, you are a predictions queen.
Sorry for that.
Oh, okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. Well, like I said before, and I don't know how much of a prediction it is because it was kind of covered in the classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because, yes, Usagi becomes Neo Queen Serenity, and, of course, you have Chibiusa, who, she grows up a princess. She grows up very isolated, so I can see why she would want to have, you know, mommy's power, to hold mm-hmm. mommy's power.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, my prediction is she somehow gets a hold of the, you know, legendary silver, legendary silver crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say the legendary silver moon crystal.
Sure. We would understand.
I mean, silver moon crystal. Yeah. And then, you know, takes that sucker for a spin.
Yeah.
And it, of course, responds to her because it's still, she is, you know, Queen Serenity's daughter, Neo Queen Serenity's daughter. So that, I feel, she plays with it. She's outside of the confounds of the palace. So that's what actually awakens the Dark Moon to be like, now's our time. Now's our time. This is what we're doing. Because she took it outside of bounds and started playing with it.
Mm.
And because of that, that makes the nuclear holocaust happen.
Ah.
That's my prediction.
I like your prediction.
I know.
That's why she's here. Love it. Love it. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to our Sailor Moon Crystal After Show. We are going to be talking in 2 weeks about Act 21, getting close to the end of the season, sadly. In the meantime, comment questions, go to hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon, and you can find all of us here at AfterBuzz TV. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, all that good stuff. Keep the conversation going while following my lovely ladies. Where at?
Markia McCarty, that's Instagram, that's Twitter, everything. And if you like live comedy, this Saturday, I'm in Doctor Who Live at iOS, in Hollywood. So come join us, 10 p.m.
Yeah, ladies represent.
And I'm Emma Fife everywhere, all social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all over it.
Pinterest!
You can also, if you want to stay tuned right now, I'm going to be on the Transformers Robots in Disguise after show in about 15 minutes or so here. You can also, if you like Sailor Moon, which I assume you do, since you're watching this show and you want to hear more from me about Sailor Moon, you can listen to my other Sailor Moon podcast. It is called Love and Justice, a serious Sailor Moon podcast. Look it up in the iTunes store. You'll find it.
I love Love and Justice. That title is
yeah. That's a great title,
it's
right?
A great title. Yeah. And you can find me at K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S, that's Kaorius, on Instagram as well as Twitter. And again, the whole entire team at AfterBuzz TV. And we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks for some more Sailor Moon Crystal.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.